here we are. I really wanted to get on the air, with Christmas coming up, I just thought it was appropriate that I get back on the air to talk a little bit about it. There's just so much. One thing I wish I really could find would be the impact of Jesus Christ on the earth. What would the world be like without Jesus Christ, you know, coming to the earth, sacrificing himself as the Son of God? I really don't think that, I don't think that most of us think that way. I don't think we realize what the earth would be like without Jesus. It's interesting because the devil knows. Trust me. He, you know, we're living in a tough world right now, folks. There's so much going on right now. It's unbelievable. We have got, man, have I heard some statistics. I don't have them all in front of me. But what I do know is the market, stock market, has been, excuse my, I don't know, some people have different tolerances for different words, but I'm going to say it has been el crapo, and I'm only saying that because I just got back from, I spent about 4 or 5 days in Cabo, and so now I speak Spanish, and so I will refer to the stock market as el crapo. That's my new Spanish term. But no, seriously, wow. Folks, we've got, it's pretty interesting how poorly the statistics are, the recent stock market statistics, okay? We have, I have heard, I'm going to see if I can find that. I do a lot of reading, and then I do a very good job of keeping track of where I got the information from. The stock market, okay, comprised of what we refer to as a stock index. Okay, what is a stock index? A stock index is like when people say, quote unquote, the market, right? What they mean is either usually the Dow or the S&P 500, okay? Sorry for the squeak there. The NASDAQ is also supposed to be tech stocks. The Dow has just had its worst week since 2008, okay? You remember the 2008 financial crisis? That is bad. We've had the worst December since 1931, okay? And I'm going to tell you something that you got to think about. If the stock market is doing so badly, why is it that you're not feeling it the same as you did back in, and excuse my voice, it's, you know, I got a little something. My wife got something, and then and she got some throat thing, and apparently I decided to get one too. So you'll just have to bear with me. But I want you to think about it. When we had the crash of 08-09, what did we experience? We experienced a massive housing bubble crash. We experienced tons of people losing their homes. We experienced, there were scams that took place, folks. I mean, you can't even imagine. Hank Paulson, was it? Ben Bernanke and Hank Paulson, remember, we had to have, you know, $600 billion immediately to bail out the mortgage crisis. And then by the time these gentlemen, shall we call them, by the time they got the money, they said, oh, it's too late. So now we're going to spend the money on whatever we want. Hank Paulson, who was the Secretary of the Treasury, had previously been the president of Goldman Sachs. Many people refer to it as Government Sachs because they are in bed, excuse the term, with the government so bad. Okay, so Hank Paulson and Bernanke lined their pockets, making themselves so uber rich. This is what is going on out there, folks. I want you to understand this, okay? These people are getting filthy, filthy rich while the rest of us are losing our pants, or whatever you want to call it. It is not pretty, okay? When you see, I don't care how you look at it, when you see this kind of volatility, I predict, and little old me, you know, whoopee ding, right? What do I know? But the bottom line is, I predict something big, something real nasty is coming down the pipe. We have got a lot of weird stuff going on. I have watched Donald J. Trump seriously act crazy. If I combine, I actually know a guy who knows Donald Trump. He hasn't, you know, since he became president, he hasn't had any contact with him. But prior to that, he was the director of leveraged finance at Barclays, which is based out of London, and very, very hands-on with Trump's finances. And there's a possibility that I know information that may be confidential, so I'm going to be a little bit careful about what I disclose, about what I know. This guy has been Donald Trump's primary banker for at least, I think, oh gosh, going on 30 years. He just retired. When he first was involved with Donald Trump back in the 80s in Trump's bankruptcy, he was so young. He was 25. He had a PhD. He's a financial genius, obviously. He was so young, Trump didn't want him in the room. But he was already a key player at whatever bank it was at the time. It's now Barclays, and you know how banks are. They buy each other out every other week and whatnot. But I would say his description of Donald Trump was he respected him, but he did not admire him. He said that Donald Trump was a financial genius, but he also knew how to abuse the system. One of the ways he would do that, Donald Trump is the one that coined the phrase, when you owe the bank $1 million, they own you. He said, when you owe the bank $100 million, you own them. To me, that makes perfect sense. I've been in banking. I've been in positions where we had accounts that were too big. We let them get way, way, way too big. And so I think it's, you got to understand what he means. Banks can get themselves, they can really get themselves into trouble. And they're quote unquote, they're getting smarter, we'll say. But leveraged finance is leveraged finance. You know, this is a lot of, you know, a microcosm of what I'm talking about is I don't watch much TV. I'll watch a little news. I tend to watch movies and things like that. But you get the infomercials, right? Where they're always telling you, you can make all this money on, you know, buying real estate with nothing down and all this kind of stuff. That, I you know, from my perspective and understanding, those days are gone. Banks used to loan, I'd say recklessly. I was in banking for long enough. I was trained. Most of you know my resume and why I do what I do. I'll just recap on it. Just so you understand, I think by understanding my background, it helps you realize that Coins Plus isn't just another coin shop. Okay. I just did some recording last night for some YouTube videos, and that's one thing that, you know, a company contacted me and wanted me, excuse me, I'm really enjoying this throat thing, wanted me to help record some videos, and they kind of put me out there as the expert on a national basis, and it wasn't about Coins Plus. There was no plugs for Coins Plus or anything like that. And it was just, they had me explaining bullion and all, you know, what everything entails within our markets. And I did key off of a lot of what I see going on out there. You kind of have to make those recordings a little bit timeless. And so I didn't get too much into the details, but I just want you to understand, when we are looking at the Dow's worst week since the crash of 08, okay, the NASDAQ is now officially in bear market territory. We've had the Dow has had the worst December since 1931. They said that the Dow just suffered its deepest weekly plunge since 08, and it was so close that it was so close to taking us all the way back to something like 1908, Where am I going with all this? Folks, I want you to understand something, okay? When I asked the question earlier, I said, why is it that if things are so bad, you might feel it, but the average American doesn't necessarily feel it. Why is that? Okay? Trump's State of the Union, basically we've had the definition of a recession, okay, is 2 quarters of net negative growth, okay? 2 quarters of going backwards is the definition of a recession, okay? Right now, what's really going on is the entire globe, including Europe, is really doing poorly, okay? They really are. I've been flying over the last year, mostly say 5-6 months, whatever, maybe a year, whatever, more than I've typically flown. There's empty seats all over planes. For a while, they were all so overbooked, it wasn't even funny. These people are staying home. They're not spending money. People don't have disposable income to spend. We've got people's personal home budgets are ready to blow. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is debt. It's too much. Each individual person out there, I say a lot of these things, and if you're not a numbers person, a lot of this stuff just kind of goes in one ear and out the other. But trust me, it matters. So each person, every single U.S. citizen, oh, that's everybody. Everybody. That counts 18-year-olds. That counts everybody. That counts 3-year-olds. Okay? It's simple mathematics. Every single person in America, every single person, if you have a newborn infant, they are in debt for over $1 million. Okay? That is just a flat fact. Okay, now I didn't mean to do this because this is Christmas. It's Christmas coming up. Okay, we're going into the year 2019. In Hebrew, they're really into numerology, and 2019, you add up the digits, it comes to 12, it's divisible, it's the most divisible number, it's divisible by 2, by 3, and by 6, and of course by itself. Very rare number. That's just one side note. There's people that actually do deep analysis based on this kind of information. You're like, what? That is crazy. You think that sounds completely stupid. Well, the Jews really, well, a lot of them believe heavily in numerology. Okay. And I agree with them. I think that God is the master engineer. if you look at everything that goes into who we are, how we got here, how things operate, mathematics saturates everything. And again, I don't want to get too deep into that, but every single thing is mathematically describable. Everything from a maple tree all the way down to, you know, the way that metals form in the earth. Our solar system, the sun, the earth, gravity, weather patterns, everything is describable in math and numbers, okay? God is the great mathematician, I've heard people say. This is a fact in my mind, okay? So what I asked a minute ago, and it'll all make sense here in a minute. If things are so bad, why are you technically not feeling it? Now, you may be feeling it a little bit in your stock portfolios and things like this. Every single time, historically, every single time the market goes up, guess what comes next? It goes back down. Okay? Now, I will be honest with you. I never stop buying gold, silver, and rare coins. I believe in them. I know them. Obviously, I'm very comfortable with them. We've got, I mean, as a quick side note, if there are people out there that are looking to invest in some very, very substantial, one-of-a-kind coins. Okay, first of all, as part of a massive hoard, we got an original roll of 1934S Peace Dollars, uncirculated. Original BU, we call it, brilliant uncirculated. Okay, what does that mean? That means, well, first of all, the 1934S Peace Dollar is hands down, bar none, the rarest of all coins, of all peace dollars in mint state. The higher the grade, the higher the price. It escalates far more rapidly than anything else that really exists out there. And so we have got cryptocurrencies. The total market value, you know what cryptocurrency is. What do you call it? Oh, come on. What's the big one? Bitcoin. The total market value of cryptocurrencies has fallen by over $700 billion in December. Okay? Now, cryptocurrency, I've said from the start, is junk. It is nothing more than a crazy form of fiat currency. Okay? Now, fiat currency is nothing new. Fiat currency has been around since the beginning of time. What is fiat currency? Fiat currency is currency whose value is strictly determined by declaration. Okay? It was created by a group of the richest men in the world, a handful of them. I discussed that recently. Out of the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. If you want to know the history of money like nowhere else, you have to get this book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. We sell them here, I believe. They're in short supply, but we got lucky, I think, and we were able to get a case of them. The thing that I love about the book, you know, so many of us, I don't even know, other than the Bible, how many of us even read. And I'll admit, I have become more, I'm an information junkie, okay? And I have made massive transformations in the way we operate our business. What I mean by that is, quickly, just so you understand, let's talk about let me do a quick touch on bullion. People get so confused. What is bullion? How do you buy it? How do you sell it? How does it operate? Okay. First of all, bullion is not a little cube like chicken bullion. People, I cannot tell you how many times people think that bullion means like chicken bullion, where your mom used to use to make chicken soup. They're not even spelled the same. I have to tell you that because there's people that don't know. It's spelled completely differently. It's not. How they ended up with the same name, I don't even know. I don't even know why they call bullion bullion. But bullion means that you are buying a product strictly based on its intrinsic value, strictly based on its gold or silver or platinum or palladium content. Okay? So bullion does not have to be a bar, okay? Especially when it comes to gold. The reason that, you know, well, bullion in gold bullion comes in the form of a coin. Why? Because bullion is created by respected world governments, okay? They may be governments you dislike. The real, you know, the real bad governments, they don't, you know, Somalia, and they don't make real gold bullion coins. They, over the years, they, you know, like the Franklin Mint, which is a private mint, has made, you know, plenty of bullion-type coins, which means, again, the value is strictly tied into the intrinsic content of the product. So please understand, when we talk about gold or silver bullion, we're talking about a product that trades with the same premium as bullion. Now, why do I tell you this? There are things in the market that make absolutely no sense. None whatsoever. Okay? None. None whatsoever. They're just, you know, bullion is something, like I said, I'm repeating myself, but it can be an American gold eagle. It can be a Chinese panda. It can be anything. Now, warning, please listen to this. Listen, but do not get inappropriate fear, okay? And here's why I say this. I would not be warning you about this had you, you know, if we operated with a lack of ethics. I have had people listen to my radio show. I have explained to them all of the things to look for, to be very careful when you're buying or selling, and they will come and try to apply or accuse our shop of doing what I taught them to know, because they forget where they get the information. Okay, so bullion, it doesn't matter what form it's in for the most part. Ideally, you want something that is absolutely recognizable. Okay, just one thing I really want to touch on here. Antique gold, okay, pre-1933 gold that was preserved through the gold confiscation, okay? They decided in, you know, when was the confiscation, 33? They decided that first I think you had the crash of 29, okay, which came falling pretty hard. And so you had the crash of 29. And then following that, you had people, that's where you saw people literally jumping out of windows and stuff, okay? Reason being, people bought into the lie. They put every penny they had into stocks of companies that went bankrupt. What's really bad about that is it's your choice, okay? You always have the option. First of all, my intro, okay, to any radio show, I always say, you know, well, I may not always say this, but here's basically my intro. Coins Plus, you know, the name you can trust. We're a full-service rare coin and precious metals broker, dealer, depository service. That means we say broker because if two people, I mean, we've brokered some phenomenal coins that we would never own, right? Coins that are worth millions and millions of dollars a piece. I've had those. I believe there's a high likelihood that I've had more of these coins in my shop than any, at the same time, than any other shop. There's so many different types of real rarities, okay? There's 1913 Liberty Nickel. I'll just bust a few out for you, which, you know, a 1913 Liberty Nickel, they only made five. It was recently they found the fifth. That's it. If they were made back then, the mint director would sneak a coin to as a favor to somebody, or they may have, for all I know, been selling it or whatever to make money. But they would sell these to collectors who were very close friends to, you know, the mint director. That, you know, this was a very common practice. That's where these rarities came from. The 1804 silver dollar, there's three types, probably a total of a dozen, maybe more, a few more. But, you know, the one that I really, where my heart is right now, if you want a couple things, let's just do the infomercial part here real quick about Coins Plus, okay? I started the kind of the intro concept, okay? We're a broker, dealer, depository service. Broker means we will broker if somebody, you know, wants to trade a $2 million coin for somebody else's $3 million coin, We'll broker the deal. We've done so. But it doesn't mean we have to own the coin. We broker it. That means that we take it. We actually sell it for somebody or do whatever we need to do to help people conduct a transaction like that. That's the broker. The dealer is, this is where you get into inventory. I had, one of the questions they were asking was, how do you know a reputable dealer? And this is where, to me, I think it's pretty obvious. It, once you know what you're doing, it has everything to do with, the product that you're buying and what's the premium over spot. I love $20 gold pieces. They're beautiful. The premiums are low. The premiums are the lowest that I've ever seen in all my years in this business. I'll tell you that. It's really weird when metals were going up, what I wanted to do the most was to get into a comfortable enough outfit that you can operate pretty well with what you've been given and what you have. Bullion in general, there's a couple terms, and I really didn't want to spend this much time on it. I'm going to try to speed through this. There's a couple terms you need to know: premium and margin. Okay, the premium is how much over. Okay, let's add one more term: spot price. What is spot price? If you call and you say, "What's gold today?" We're going to quote you the spot price. The spot price is nothing more than what the average futures contracts are trading at. That's all it is. It's a number based on paper trades, often representing, massive, massive quantities of these types of things that there's not enough to even cover the base. There's not enough metal to cover the base. So they allow people to buy contracts on precious metals that don't exist. If everybody took their futures contracts and went to liquidate them, there wouldn't even be, there might be, maybe 3%, maybe 1%, maybe 0.3%, a minute fraction of what is supposedly covered out there that we just don't have in reserves. People have heard, we don't own gold. Everybody says, does Fort Knox even have it? Technically, no. This is why Ron Paul has pushed so hard to get an audit of the Fed. And then you get people like Bill O'Reilly, who was a very key figure So you get people that are, just major key players out there. I've got friends that literally do millions of dollars of bullion a day. We've seen over the years, Tolving, okay? If you ask me who is the most solid gold dealer in existence a couple of years ago, I'd have said a guy named Hans Tolving, been around 50 years, went bankrupt for $70 million. Ross B. Hansen, who owned Northwest Territorial Mint, bankrupt for $40 million, okay? We we don't, this kind of stuff would never, ever, ever happen at Coins Plus. Why? Because every penny that gets spent here is either, it's either yours or mine, okay? If I buy a coin from you, I pay you for it and I own it. If we're short, okay, let's say you wanted 500 ounces of gold and I only had 350 ounces in stock, you pay for the extra 150. The minute you pay, you own it. We will have that metal within days max, okay? We don't mess around. It exists. There's no games. If you ever, and you've got to be so careful, folks, so careful. People are getting burned left and right. And I will tell you, folks, it is not hard to have a pretty website. Do not buy into this. People have heard, if you look online, APMEX, okay, they are everywhere. They purport themselves. They don't say this, but they give you the appearance that they're the biggest and the baddest and the best, right? It's what they do. They want to make sure you know they're the king of kings. They're having huge financial troubles. Why? Because they're too stretched. They're stretched too thin. I've heard rumors from, not rumors, from a computer friend of mine who's a guru, incredibly wise. And in fact, I might as well tell you, it's a guy named Ryan Stemkoski, who's also a really good Christian man. And, you know, so you get all kinds, and you want to get yourself, if you want bullion, you want to buy something that's recognizable and liquid. Okay, so you have different options. When it comes to gold, okay, you can buy right now antique gold coins for basically their bullion price, okay? I mean, in other words, if you look at a 1 ounce American gold eagle, and, you know, and they called it a gold eagle, it's a 1 ounce coin, they changed the name. Again, it's all part of the, you know, the breach of constitutionality, okay? The Constitution demanded that our government, our Congress, maintain control of all the money, of the creation, of the valuation, and the regulation thereof. What did they do? They gave it all up to a private corporation called the Federal Reserve Bank. Now, has that lasted a long time? Yes, it's lasted a very long time. But what is so important to understand, you have lost 99.5% of the spending power of your dollar since the inception of the Fed. Okay. Now, I was kind of going through our recap of who we are, and I'm going to buzz through that real quick. Okay. So here's Coins Plus. We call ourselves the name you can trust. Okay. That's so important to us. We get phone calls day in and day out. Some, you know, 100 a day, I don't know. But people, they may inherit metal, they may inherit a coin collection or whatever. What they're really wanting to know is they ask, they call, they ask for information. A lot of times they don't know what they're asking about. And essentially what they're doing is trying to figure out, who can I trust with this stuff? I, as the owner of Coins Plus, we have worked so hard, folks, to emphasize honesty, integrity, and professionalism. That's our motto. That's who we are. That's what we live to be, okay? We're always buying and selling all precious metals in rare coins for the most part. I say for the most part because, you know, there's some stuff that's, and we'll give it back to you because it's not rare. It's just, you know, some, you know, old Boy Scout metal or something, or, you know, AA thing, or, you know, people have stuff like that. It'll have intrinsic value to them. But other than that, no, it's nothing special. But we're always in buying and selling. Silver, gold, rare coins, collections, estates. We're in the Northwest. We are the premier buyer of metals. We have had, we've seen the closure, like I said, bankruptcies. I won't go down the list, one after the next. My hometown in Great Falls, Montana, doesn't even have a coin dealer anymore. I mean, this is how it's gotten. It's gotten, you know, to the point where people don't have the capital. It's not totally that they don't want the metal. It's that people don't have the money. They're out of the money. Okay. And this is very revealing to us because we see that this crash in the market, but it doesn't change anything. Why is that? It's because it's all inflated. All right. It has been, if anything else, we have essentially copied, we've repeated the same mistakes over and over and over again. Okay. What are we doing right now? We got the Fed raising interest rates. Why? Oh, you know, because the economy, blah, blah, blah. No, here's what it is. It's very simple. Inflation, the definition of inflation is an increase in the money supply. Okay. You think Obama was bad. Trump's on the Trump train. They're pumping money out. They're buying your votes. Okay. Fiat currency is wrong. It's bad. It's not real value. You must have something with intrinsic value in it. Okay. Something that is worth something just because it is. It doesn't need someone else to say that it's valuable. We build portfolios. Okay. Now, bullion's obvious. People, a lot of times, it's a simple mentality. It's where most people start out, to be honest with you, because they don't know anything. They say, oh, I'll get gold or silver. Well, you can buy antique coins. I mentioned that, but you can literally buy a $20 gold piece, okay? An ounce of gold, okay? You have your modern American Eagles, and they trade based on spot price for the day, okay? Or you can also buy an antique $20 gold piece, which also is essentially an ounce. And to be, you know, for full disclosure, it's like 6/100ths of an ounce difference. It's minuscule at the very least. It's just irrelevant. Okay. And so what's important to understand is that there is value in the market. You want to buy things that make sense. Okay. Now, you want to build a portfolio. I mean, I'll tell you, folks, I've got friends, relatives, people that I take incredibly good care of. Our customers all get treated the same as if they're family, period. Okay. So you don't have to worry about that. But there are rare coins that you want in your portfolio. We recently bought an uncirculated roll of 34 SP dollars. I've had each of those coins certified, and we also bought an original roll of 1933 S Walking Liberty halves. Actually, we didn't buy the whole roll. The guy came in and sold us 2/3 of the roll. Would that be the right number? Anyway, something like that. He was short, whatever, 14. There was about 14 in a roll that should have 20. Later on, some guy came in with the rest of them, and he'd apparently horse traded with somebody, and he threw them in his pocket, and that was that. You know, it scratched him up and whatever. when you get into antique gold, you don't have to worry about that so much because they were made to circulate in the first place. That's why you don't get them perfect like the new stuff. But just to keep things simple, folks, you can buy. Things are too cheap. Our market is just super value-based. I keep mentioning we've bought $250,000 worth of silver dollars out of a couple collections in the last few weeks, okay? Now, these coins, not only have they been certified, to certify a coin, there's two companies that matter, NGC, PCGS, okay? And the way it works is they're independent third-party grading services that they don't care who you are, okay? So they grade the coin, they authenticate it, etc. Then they put them in airtight, tamper-proof capsules. Then you can send those to a company called CAC, C-A-C, okay? CAC looks at a coin. You can line up a whole slew of MS64 $20 gold pieces, okay? They're not all going to look alike. They're not even going to look a lot of times similar because, like I've mentioned before, they're like people, okay? You can have two people with every single dimension and in every measurement and every detail about that person equal. They won't look anything alike. So this is where, things begin to deviate. So there's this company called CAC, C-A-C, Certified Acceptance Corp. It's irritating because it'd be nice if you could get it done in one place. But obviously there's bias because if one company, NGC, grades a coin MS64 and they believe that's what it is, a lot of people's mentality is, why do I need another stupid sticker on this thing to tell me what it is? What the sticker tells you, CAC, is that they've looked at it and they've said, yes, this is a very nice example of this coin. Okay, so here it is in a nutshell. We have a substantial group of coins that we recently have run through CAC. I also have a slew of silver dollars. I bought a collection from a guy who was so proud of it. And when we sent him through to CAC, which we probably shouldn't have wasted the money, so few of the coins were considered to be nice examples. They essentially, I think, almost gave up. And what they told us was they were refunding all of our fees because it had been so just such a poor experience. They knew that we were losing, money or whatever, and so they returned the fees for that. But when you get into things like uncirculated rolls, the 34 piece dollars, you really have nothing to worry about. If they're certified, you are fine. We are out of time here very shortly. I want to really, I hate this. Time just flies. Folks, Merry Christmas. Please remember what the season is about. It's about Jesus Christ, okay? We're talking about all this financial mayhem. We've got a New Year's coming up. 2019 is going to be crazy. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to lay it out for you. Here's where I'm coming from. I beseech you. I beg of you. If you have money, 401ks, IRAs, savings, whatever, folks, I'm telling you, now is the time. We are seeing the single worst market conditions I, you know, really, it's unbelievable how poor it's performing, okay? People are losing their tails, and it's going to get bad fast, okay? Make the move. Coins Plus, 444-0044. Call us. Get your money protected now. I assure you, you need to do it now. Have a very blessed Merry Christmas. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate your loyalty. God bless, and we will be back next week. Take care. Bye-bye.